Hey friends, Teacher Freaks here with another podcast for you. At the end of the podcast, I'll ask you some questions, okay? You can listen to this podcast as many times as you need to. If you are enjoying these podcasts, let me know in the comments and share it with your friends on your social media. I am really enjoying making these podcasts for you guys. You get to know me and at the same time, practice English. Today, I want to tell you about my last weekend. For this subject, we are going to focus on simple past, regular and irregular verbs, as well as some time expressions. In this podcast, you will listen to many verbs in the past, so take notes and check the transcript if you need to. After listening to this podcast, try to write about your own weekend. Get inspired! My last weekend was great! I did so many things. I usually start planning my weekend around Thursday or so. On Friday night, I had my live Q&A Friday with you guys. It was great. I answered your questions, we chatted for some time, and I got to know more about you guys. After that, I went to the movies with a friend. I watched Wonder Woman for the third time. It was great. After the movie was over, it was a little bit late, so I just came back home and went to bed. On Saturday, I woke up really early, around 6 a.m. Last Saturday was very special. I had a photo shooting with my friends. I got up early because I had many things to do, and I wanted to make sure I arrived at the park on time. So I got up at 6, took a shower, brushed my teeth, and had some tea. Then I baked my famous healthy chocolate cookies, because my friends really wanted to try them. So this was the perfect occasion for that. After that, I combed my hair, put on makeup, got dressed, got my backpack with extra clothes and shoes, and got an Uber to Ibirapuera. Ibirapuera is a famous park in São Paulo. I met my friends there at 9:40. We hired a photographer who was really friendly and fun. She took many pictures of us. It was hard to concentrate sometimes, because when my friends and I are together, we pretty much make jokes about everything. At noon, we stopped for a picnic. Everybody was starving. I hadn't eaten breakfast. Can you imagine how hungry I was? We were all a bit grumpy by this time. It was super fun. The food was great. We finished the photo shooting around 3 p.m. Most of my friends went home. Two friends of mine and I decided to go to a restaurant to grab something to eat and drink. We talked for a few hours more, and then my friend dropped me off at home. I was exhausted. I took a long nap and woke up at 10 p.m. When I woke up, I was still tired. I ate some fruit and then went to sleep again. On Sunday, I woke up early too, around 7 a.m. After I woke up, I didn't do much. I was supposed to shoot some videos for YouTube, but I was not in the mood. I made myself some breakfast, read the news online, drank some tea, and prepared some articles for my blog. At noon, I made my lunch. I really wanted to eat a veggie burger, but I decided to cook my own meal and just buy a nice dessert after it. I made myself some chicken and salad, and it was really good. After lunch, I bought myself an ice cream, walked around my neighborhood for some time, and then went back home. I watched some TV series episodes and took a nap. I woke up around 6 p.m. and felt guilty, you know. I didn't do much on my Sunday. I don't like when I do that. I did my laundry and made myself a ham and cheese sandwich. I called my parents around 9 p.m. and then went to bed. All in all, my weekend was good. I saw my friends, watched a good movie, did my laundry, took my nap. How about some questions now? Tell me 5 irregular verbs I used in this podcast. What's the past of verb to be? What's the name of the movie I watched? When did I watch this movie? What did I do after watching the movie? At what time did I wake up on Saturday? What did I do on Saturday morning? What did I eat for lunch on Sunday? What was the last thing I did before going to bed on Sunday? So guys, did you answer all the questions? How many correct answers did you get? Let me know in the comments. Share this podcast with your friends. Thanks guys, Teacher Pricks.